Hello, Lakers. Welcome back to the I'm Doing Fine podcast. We have our very first one of the year. I'm so excited. This is Bella, pronouns she, her, hers. I'm returning as a peer ed, but I have very exciting introductions from our other new peer eds this year. And whoever would like to go first.
Okay. Hi guys, I'm Emily. I'm a new peer ed and I'm a senior studying psychology. My pronouns are she, her, hers, and I'm excited to be here.
Hi guys, my name is Katie. I pronouns she, her, hers, and I'm a junior this year, also studying psychology, and I'm excited to see what the year brings and be here as well.
Hi everyone, my name is Keegan. My pronouns are she, her, hers. I am a senior here at GV as a psych major, and I'm really looking forward to working with my fellow peer eds.
Woo! And in addition to these lovely fresh faces here in the University Counseling Center recording our podcast, we have a couple other updates from over the summer. So we have some new mental health screening kiosks. If you saw my last takeover, you would have been familiarized with the one downtown in the DeVos building, right by the Van Gogh painting. And there is also one in, do y'all know the one in
I think it's in
Kirchhoff?
Kirchhoff, right by the 2020 desk.
Yep,
That's
that's where it
Exactly.
is.
Exactly right. And feel free to stop at those. It's a very brief screening. We also have new artwork that is encouraging you to check out the mental health screenings. See if you can find them all, have a scavenger hunt. A hint is a couple of them are in the Ravines Mail Center, The Connection, Kleiner, and Mac, but it is up to you all to find the rest of them. And we also have more takeovers in the future.
Yeah, so the next takeover is on October 11th. It's on our Instagram, and I'm going to be going around to people on campus and asking different ways that people cope with midterm stress and what kind of study tips and self-care tips they're using.
Fantastic. So keep your eyes peeled for that if you would like to be one of the lucky interviewees. And so, that is kind of what's new. And speaking of what else is new, we also have a new semester, which I am still adjusting
Yeah, we're all adjusting
to.
to
So that brings us to the topic of today's podcast, which would be school expectations versus reality. So, I'll go ahead and start with my expectations. I pretty much expected to get lost every day in Mac.
Don't we though?
Yes. I was expecting really not to meet anyone new as a senior. I thought I kind of would just be in classes with the same people, not really getting out as much as I wanted to. And I expected I wouldn't change my schedule. I thought that everything would go as planned naively.
I think that's important too, Bella. Like we have this set of ideas of like, oh, I'm going to take these classes, but then you might get into that class, you're like, absolutely not. This is
Oh
not the
yeah.
right fit for me. Like whether it be the class or the
Yeah.
professor, like it's okay to change your mind. I think that's really important.
Oh, definitely.
Definitely.
I was like queen of like, I'm sticking to this schedule. I'm going to like suffer through it. And then I was like, nope, I'm switching. And I did that at least 4 or 5 times like the first week, I
Oh, and
swear.
y'all should see Katie's schedule.
Yeah.
It's color blocked, and there's every color of the
So my expectations, this is Emily, by the way. My
rainbow on
expectations was I actually had a very busy summer, which was good. I had a lot of good experiences, but I thought that coming into this school year, I'd have a lot more free time.
there.
Yeah, so that was my expectation.
So like to add on to that, I also was very like this summer was also really busy for me and I was like, but what did I do? I crammed my schedule for this next year. So I was like very like anticipating like I'm gonna be staying up late doing homework all the time. But I also anticipated having all in-person classes and the first week I found out professors got switched, three of them switched online. So that although it was a little bit of a culture shock because like I just got used to being back in person. Then going back online, I was like, whoa, what's this? This is like old but new. I don't know. And then I was like, I actually do have time for homework. So, but.
You bring up a really good point about things being switched from online to in person, where we're still, I believe it was the president just recently, like the president of the United States, just said that the COVID pandemic was over. And so, yeah, like I think it was the 18th he officially declared it. And I am still don't know even know what to expect. There's so many artifacts from the pandemic that are still left over, like hybrid classes. So it's things are weird. It's like, hard to know what's coming next.
COVID is still here. So like you might like last minute get an email from your professor like 5 minutes before class and like, hey, I can't come to class today, or like class is gonna be late or whatever format. Maybe we're switching to all online. I know that happened to someone last year. So just got to adjust to the
I was gonna say a big part of like being a student right now is having to be flexible.
Oh, for sure.
So my expectation, I was very afraid of the Laker line. The Laker line, I saw it coming down the street and I got the chills, but I was really afraid to ride the Laker line. As a senior, I transferred in, but I had never had to ride it before, but I have a downtown class this semester. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to do it. I'm going to ride the Laker line. And it's
going to be okay. Have you had the experience like standing up all the way downtown?
Oh my gosh. Yes.
It's a core workout.
I know. We were talking about the Laker line and like the Rapid last week. And I like expressed my love for the Rapid. Like, I love the Rapid. I take it every day to class and stuff.
But yeah. So like building off of that, then Keegan, you said you were afraid of the Laker line, but it turned out okay. So how did your expectations differ from the reality, I guess, of your school year so far?
Yeah, the reality of it was that the Laker line is really not that scary. Shout out to anybody who is afraid to ride the Laker line on our podcast. This one's for you. It's really not that bad. You get on, you can get the app, I think. There's an app, I think. Yeah. And it'll tell you like what the stops are and what time the buses are coming. But yeah, I rode it, I think the Sunday before we started classes, just to get familiar. So if that's something that might work for you, that really worked for me. But yeah, it was really not that bad. And just put my headphones in. I'm cruising on the Laker line.
And even like not just for classes, but the Laker line takes you so many cool places downtown.
Oh, yeah.
You can just like stop and like get off on Fulton Street, I think, and like go to the John Ball Zoo, Medical Mile, go to like, if you're doing like events at the hospitals, like volunteer or internships, like it drops you off there. So it's really useful in that you don't have to park downtown.
Yes. Yeah, I know there was people that rode it for the Pitbull concert. Yeah, which made me laugh. But I mean, it's like a conventional way of using it.
Yeah. And the app that I use is called My Stop.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
It shows the routes for the Laker line, but it also shows the routes for the Rapid too. Mm-hmm. So you can always like pick and choose which one you're looking at.
Yeah.
For sure. Speaking of downtown, my reality compared to my expectations, one reality I wasn't even expecting was getting used to downtown again. It is such a vibrant place. There's a lot of things to do, and it's even busier than it used to be. I've lived downtown now since my sophomore year of college, and things are a little different, especially the bus stop changed on me. But that's, it was a little confusing the first day. I was like waiting, and then there was no Laker line. I was like, I might be in the wrong spot. But that's, you know, I'm not upset by the reality. It's just different. And another reality, I only get lost sometimes in math. So I was halfway right. But yeah, I think Keegan, you had mentioned being flexible. So that's something I've learned so far. But how about all of y'all's realities?
Yeah. So what I said was that I thought I would have more free time. The reality is that didn't really check out. I still feel like I'm pretty busy, but it's been really nice because I haven't had to really use a lot of transportation because I live really close to campus. So I've been finding more little things that I can do during my free time that kind of split up my day. So I go on walks. I go get coffee in between classes. So yeah, I am still busy, but I'm figuring out ways to manage my time better.
Yeah, I would say that's definitely like a new reality for me too. Like I just expected my time management skills to like bad, like go through the roof, like not even exist. But as it turns out, like I said, class is online now. It does give me more flexibility and more time for homework because as you guys probably know, online classes don't run the full time, which is really nice when you have little gaps in between. Maybe you have like 30 minutes and like you can complete a small assignment, which has really worked out for me because I've had a lot of busy work this semester as well as like large projects. But yeah, and I also did not anticipate like loving my planner so much. Like I have it with me all the time. I write down every single thing. It's like they said, color coded with all everything that I do, and it's really helped me. So yeah.
Same. Also Google Calendar.
For sure.
I recently discovered Google Calendar this summer and it has saved my life.
Like, no, for sure.
Exactly where I'm supposed to be. Every day when I wake up, I go on there and see everything.
And not only can you see where you're supposed to be, but if you're shared with the Google or calendar with your family, you can see where your mom's supposed to be. Like, I see that. I'm like, oh, my mom has a dentist appointment today.
Yeah, something that's kind of fun, which is kind of off topic, but Google Calendar wise, my friends and I, we never have, like, we're always so bad at figuring out times that we're all free. So we share Google Calendar, so now we can, like, see
what we've done that too.
I have a roommate calendar.
That's a good idea. Google Calendar and a roommate, like, whiteboard calendar in our apartment, which has been really helpful because sometimes we're like, who's going to be here for, like, actual dinner?
That's the reality. Is busy but organized. Yes, I like it.
Definitely. And I really appreciate all of us sharing the reality, no matter if it's messy, easy, hard, whatever it may be. It seems it's not easy. We're all trying to adjust, and we've given some practical tips here, especially Google Calendar. I've heard many good things about it. And I also think it would be a good idea to talk about other ways we can cope with that adjustment, specifically with perfectionism and having a growth mindset, because we're all students and school has, it's hard. There's a lot going on, clubs, classes, making friends. So this exercise in looking at our expectations and our realities, that's one thing you can do, managing your expectations. Have we been proven wrong about our worries in the past? And it's okay to not know what's next, but making sure that we're kind of checking in with ourselves, and that's okay.
And to like add to that, like things are gonna go wrong, but like you can't have a negative mindset. You gotta like keep thinking like, okay, like maybe it didn't go how I anticipated, but how can I make this so it'll still work for me? And you're in college, you're not going to know every right answer, every right choice. And there's plenty of people here to help you, guide you. And like, you can go to an advisor if you're struggling with like, what do I do with classes? Or you can use the tutoring center for study skills, like stuff like that. Like, it's okay to not know what to do and go to ask for help, which is something I personally like realize, like, I don't have to be so perfect. I don't have to know exactly what I'm doing and be the one that like, doesn't ask for help, because you're in college and you're honestly supposed to ask for help, which kind of, for me, kind of gets into grades, which I feel like in high school, at least for me, I was very much like straight A student, like you need to get an A, like even like that little negative sign next to the A is bad, which like in reality, that is not true, because it's all that really matters is that you're putting in the best effort that you can do and that you're trying to understand the material and that you're not just doing it simply for that perfect A with no negative sign. But yeah, it's really the effort that matters, not the grade.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. And I think another thing that kind of helps with that growth mindset is taking small breaks when you need them. I know like in high school, I was very much go, go, go. I'm sure a lot of people were as well. But I realized during my time here that small breaks, I made this last week, small breaks keep you from breaking down.
Yes.
So if you just take the time for yourself, even if it's a couple minutes in between classes or, you know, like a half hour, just break from maybe your phone, maybe from your computer, just to get a coffee, take a walk. It's really helpful for not only your mental health, but it'll end up helping in your academic.
And for all those like Colleen Hoover fans, take that 30 minutes and read like 5-4 chapters of that really addicting book. And like, even though it's at school, it's still like educational and it gives you like a little mind break, and they're really addicting to read. So
Yes. I know for me personally, I use reading as a free time activity a lot. That naps, I'm a true believer in a nap. Mm-hmm. But I think one thing about the growth mindset is being able to realize, kind of like how Emily said, with small breaks. And part of that is like working on managing your workload. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. understanding that, like Emily said, you don't have to be on the go all the time, but understanding how to manage your schedule. And even if you don't necessarily have quote unquote free time, being able to look at your schedule and being able to adjust it, or just say, you know what, this can wait until later, or this can wait until tomorrow. I think
be open to change.
Be open to change. Flexibility. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Awesome job, y'all. I think this is really solid advice. We've heard a lot about the things that we can do, the things that we can change in our schedule to maybe go easier on ourselves and our mindset. And that's okay if some of these strategies aren't working out for you. Maybe you need a little bit extra support. And that's where the UCC can come in. You can always seek out services at the Counseling Center. Check out the website. You can check out our awesome self-help directory if maybe you're not quite ready to step inside the center yet. So it's okay to need a little bit extra support and know when it's not as easy as following advice.
And like, look out for our Instagram posts. There's lots of like really nice like self-care tips that they post on a daily basis that I've seen even just this week, and they're really good advice. So even like small little things like that can help.
Absolutely.
Yes. Yeah. And don't be afraid to reflect on what you're doing in life.
Yeah.
Kind of like this whole thing. It's okay that reality isn't what we thought.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And so I think that this has been a fantastic first episode. Okay. And with change, you may not have been expecting this, but we have a new ending segment. We are introducing something called Peer Ed Picks. And that will include just things that we like, things that are keeping us afloat during our school year, songs, music, poetry, TV shows, any resources we'd like to share for fun. And so we have some suggestions for things you can do with your free time that you're incorporating into your growth mindset schedule. So my pick this week is a song. It is Polly by Dora Jar. And y'all may have heard of her.
I haven't, but I feel like I'm gonna have to go listen to it after this.
Yeah. Okay, I have to put you all on because she's starting to go mainstream now. She's opening for Billie Eilish, I think. Her music is so unique and upbeat, and it just gets me in a good headspace. Mm-hmm. I don't know, I just need more artists that have something really unique to offer.
Yeah.
But that is my pick of the week.
And in keeping with that, I've also been listening to, specifically an artist, but I chose a song. If you have seen Dear Evan Hansen or Pitch Perfect, you've probably heard of Ben Platt. And he is just like a really good contemporary artist. And his song, Grow As We Go, it's in one of his older albums, but I've been like listening to it. I actually like press shuffle on like my playlist, and I heard it at the gym. And I was like, this is so fitting. I was like, growing from your expectations to your reality. Like, this is exactly what I thought was like what that reminded me of. And if you guys give him a listen, not just this song, but like his new album, it's great, and it really just like calms you down, and it is really helpful to listen to.
So for my peer ed pick, I chose a song that's titled No Matter Where You Are by Us the Duo. I'm gonna be completely honest, I was trying to find a song before our podcast today, and I was like, what's an inspirational song on my playlist? So I found this one, but whenever it does pop up, I really am a fan of it. They were like featured on America's Got Talent, but the song overall is just kind of like, whether it's in a relationship, like a romantic relationship or a friendship, just like sticking by your people, you know, through thick and thin. So I thought that was very inspirational.
Yeah, and I decided to go more with a different route. So I do love music, but I'm a really big show and movie kind of gal. So recently, I mean, for probably almost 2 years now, I'm going back to New Girl, which yes. I'm sure almost everyone on this podcast has probably heard of. It's a good comedy, and it's really easy. It's an easy watch, and you can put it on in the background. Mm-hmm. I do, like, when I'm doing homework.
Me too.
I've seen every episode at least a couple times. it's just really fun. So if you just want to give that a watch, I think that'll be really relaxing, something you can do in your free time.
Absolutely. And so that concludes our first episode of the semester. I'm so excited. I think it went well. And we can only improve from here.
Right.
So thank you all so much for joining us. We hope to talk to you next time. And please take care.
Bye.